You want to explore unique perspectives that are rarely expressed in mainstream media? You are listening to the right channel. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.
Hey folks, don't change the dial. It's Julian Taylor here. I am currently on tour in Europe, so we are rebroadcasting a past favorite episode. I can't wait until I'm back to share all the new music that I've discovered over here and some amusing stories about tour life. So stand by, and until then, ciao bananas, and I'll be back soon.
Julian Taylor's jukebox is plugged in, turned on, and rare to go.
Is the moon shining bright where you are? Is it even shining at all? Running like a white line down the middle of some old memory. Does the evening unfold in waves? The desire to be nowhere or to go out and rage like a time when it was more than just some old memory. When you miss someone, tears you apart and then some. When you miss someone, someone you love. Is the silence quiet or loud? A lifetime of questions, lost and profound, professing to a silhouette of trees on the ground here in front of me. When you miss someone, tears you apart and then some. When you miss someone, someone you love. Since my mind doing backflips, reserve tank running on E. Intergalactic into the stat, searching for a memory. When you miss someone, oh, when you miss someone. When you miss someone, tears you apart and then some. When you miss someone, someone you love. When you miss someone, someone you love. When you miss someone, someone you love. When you miss someone, someone you love.
Hey, hey, 2-2, Julian Taylor here, and you're listening to The Jukebox. That was William Prince with When You Miss Someone, a big winner at the Canadian Folk Music Awards in St. John's this past month. And he took home 3 awards, including Single of the Year for that particular song. I'm Julian Taylor. I am your host here on The Jukebox. We've got music from Chairman of the Board, a song called Pay to the Piper, released in 1970 from the Detroit, Michigan band. And something from Rod Stewart, also from the 70s, a song called The Ball Trap, which I'm pretty sure you may not have heard. It came out in 1976, and it is a beauty. I can't wait to play that for you because it's one of those gems that people just don't know about. Also, Tiny Habits on the show with a song called Flicker. They are an American folk group formed in Boston, Massachusetts, not too long ago. And the song is from the album Flicker, I Don't Have the Heart. Let's get things rolling with a group called Twin Flames. They were at the Canadian Folk Music Awards this year as well, nominated for an award. They've won 4 of these, and Chelsea has hosted a couple of the awards as well. So very cool to run into Yai and Chelsea. Here is Twin Flames on the jukebox with their song Hearts on Fire, just released this year.
You share your secrets.
Cause you know This is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
Paralyzed in pain.
Jukebox is broadcast on stolen and unsurrendered land in the traditional territory of many First Nations across Turtle Island. We must realize the significance of recognizing and paying respect to the first people who resided in the territory that we are currently sitting on.
It's back, and it's big. Monster Days at Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments. We're roaring for the whole month of June with all sorts of in-store and online specials. And 6 months, no interest financing. Plus, special events every Saturday, including half-price rental day and customer appreciation day. Monster Days, all month long, only at Long & McQuaid.
Long & McQuaid, where the music begins.
Go to longandmcquaid.com to find out more.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Been on the rocks for a while now, 'cause no one shot me straight. I didn't know how to dial down, and I didn't want to change.
From Peterborough resident Ty Wilson. The song that you just heard here on the jukebox was called The Last Sip. And it reflects what Ty has been going through over the last year. He has reached 1 year of sobriety. So congratulations, Ty. Met him not too long ago. We were doing a show together called Cover to Cover, and I actually covered The Last Sip, and he did another song of mine. Really lovely guy. His grandmother was a legendary country singer who opened up for Johnny Cash, and her grandson Ty is definitely following in her footsteps. Music on the show coming up from Cynthia Harmer from Wild Rose Country in Alberta. The album is called Joint and Marrow, and the song is called Great Goodbye. Cynthia was nominated for a Canadian Folk Music Award for Indigenous Songwriter of the Year and is a wonderful artist, so I can't wait for you to hear that song. But before we get to Cynthia, let's hear something from Joe Nolan, and this is from the album Lost Verses. Joe hails from Fort Saskatchewan, Alberta, just north of Edmonton, and is influenced by a bunch of roots artists like Springsteen, Lucinda Williams, of course, Bob Dylan, Patti Smith. And he reflects on his vagabond kind of lifestyle that takes him from festivals to festivals through venues all over the country. So here is The Losing Game by Joe Nolan right here on the Jukebox.
Bad weather friends and all the dreams that never came true. There's this road and she's laying so pretty, and I'm gonna see her through. When they ask you why I ain't around, tell them all I skipped town. Left them city lights in the rear view mirror. I'm tired of the losing game. Stuck with these small town blues again. All people here, all they talk about is change. Ain't it funny how things just stay the same?
Great goodbye. When our lives do fly like stories across the page. When our deeds are seen as on a movie screen, our motives and darkest thoughts. Will I pass the test? Will my mission praise inspiring those behind?